I mean, we ought to record something, right? I mean, it's Tuesday.
Yes, Tuesday.
We're here.
This is a good weekend.
Yeah, everybody's back now, so that's nice.
Glad everybody's safe.
Still just the three of us.
Are you serious?
Yes. Just me, you, and intern Mark, right. Sadly.
I think Matthew is back with us now for this Thursday.
Yes. Correct.
We gain one. We'll be a nice foursome.
That'll be a plus one.
Is Big Jim out for two?
Yeah, Jim's not with us on Thursday. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He's out for two.
I gotta take the wife to Disney.
Must be nice.
Let's go to the beaches of Florida.
Can't hide money.
Jim, man, he pulled that money right out of his mattress.
Right out of the old mattress. He did. Right out of the queen size.
Mark, now last Thursday you were talking about Flo Rida. How was the Flo Rida concert? I was shocked to see Tim didn't make it. I know he's a big Flo Rida guy.
Tim calls him Florida.
Well, that's right. He didn't know any better. I didn't think I'd have as much fun as I did.
Yes, it was a real good time. Darn good. Flo hit all the hits. There was a decent crowd.
Did he spin you right round, baby, right round, like a record, baby, right round, round, round?
Yes.
Sure did.
But without Kesha, I was a little disappointed, with or without the dollar sign.
Key absolutely. Dollar sign, ha.
Correct.
I don't want to turn you all into an action figure boy, but I don't know if you guys seen. I know that all of us may have at one point been partial to a particular big box store,
That's true.
The Walmart has an exclusive line of Mattel WWE action figures.
We do, yeah.
I'm interested.
Surrounding the Monday Night War.
Ooh, okay.
So I don't
tell me more.
This.
Oh my.
WCW Icon Reality Check Rodney the Piper.
Yes.
There's also a Bret Hart from 1997.
Ooh.
Yeah, like right around the screw job. But then they also have an Elite series of actual Monday Night War figures. And the first line, well, first of all, the Build-A-Figure is a puffy shirt Lex Luger from the first Nitro.
Oh, that's clever.
If you get all four figures, you can build yourself a Lex Luger. But it's Stone Cold Steve Austin in the full-length camouflage jacket. It is Ministry Taker. It is Dark Side of Hulkamania Hulk Hogan. And it's this guy.
Oh, that's...
That's
you know Hulk. Why we're here.
Yes,
you know who I am, but you don't know why I'm here, Scott Hall.
That's right. It is denim vest and jacket, or denim vest and jeans up, Scott Hall. And I am actively debating as to whether or not I'm going to open this puppy up.
Now, if you want to build Lex Luger, you got to open him up.
Yeah, but I already have a Scott Hall, and I'm going to get another one because they've announced an ultimate two-pack of the Outsiders in their Bash at the Beach 96 gear.
Ooh, and I like that too.
That's the one I really want. So I want to get, because I'm sure in the second run they're going to have the Kevin Nash in his dressed up appearance where it's like, look at the adjective play.
Isn't that a verb?
It is, but Scott or Kevin Nash called it an adjective.
Yeah, he did. Look at the adjective play.
Look at the adjective play. We don't play. So yeah, man, being an action figure boy is crazy. But I'm stuck in a rut, man. Cause I see my wall with all these figures. Trying to think what other ones I've gotten. Oh, I also have a Paul Bearer up high over here next to Big Van Vader.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I had to pull him down.
Oh, yes.
But he has the big jumbo-sized urn from SummerSlam 94.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting for Phantom of the Undertaker so I can unbox Paul and have my favorite Undertaker unbox as well, doing the big urn and him.
Your wall definitely is starting to add more. It looks like you are putting a little more on there.
Dog, there's so much on the walls already that I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I have 11 figures on the floor. Plus, I have another 2-pack that stayed downstairs in the bedroom that I need to bring up. But I have the No Holds Barred San Diego Comic-Con exclusive 2-pack of Rip and Zeus.
Ooh.
And it's in the shape of a No Holds Barred VHS.
Nice.
Oh, that's
I need to be able to find a place to actually display it.
That. Yeah, it's solid.
Yeah,
that's darn so, nice, Tim.
I just swung by the Ollie's the other day. Sometimes you can find like last year's runs of wrestlers, but I found a reaction figure, like one of those, like an old style looking figure. It's of a Blue Demon Jr.
Ooh.
From Legends of Luchador. This thing was like $3.
Oh, you gotta grab that.
Oh, that's so cool. It's such a cool little package. How to get the Ollie sticker up. If you ever bought anything at Ollie's, you know the bitch about those pilferage stickers.
Mm-hmm.
Those are a fucking bigger move, but
you bought it for $3, but did you get charged $4.95 for a processing fee for that?
No, not at the Ollie's. Not at the Ollie's.
As a callback to a conversation off mic, but welcome to 3CT on a Tuesday. If you haven't gotten the hint, it is Ryan, it is intern Mark, and it is myself, not the tool man Tim Taylor here. Boys, we're home alone. Big Jim still hasn't come home, so I don't know.
We can curse freely, right? Because Jim's not here.
I'm he not editing a word. Single cunt out of this podcast.
Can't say that, one. Mark.
No.
Not in front of little Indy. Indy just hopped up on Uncle Mark's lap.
Look at her.
That's Papa Mark.
That is Papa Mark there. Papa what a beautiful Mark, looking dog you have look there.
Hello, Mr. Big Pig. She's covered in fur.
She's covered in a thick fur. Well, it's not too thick. She's covered in fur.
That's a nice That's amount right. of fur for this time of year.
It is.
Now, Kirby's fur is thick.
Thick.
It's a Furby Kirby over there.
I know we didn't have a ton of topics. And last week I was doing a bunch of those blind reacts or blind rankings. I do have a few of mm-hmm. them whipped up if you guys want to go through a few of them.
Sure,
tonight.
They were fun.
Heck yes.
You can do them.
I've tried to find ones that you would both be able to rank so that you wouldn't have to wait in between and I don't know. I just thought last week was a little bit more cumbersome. So if you guys want to we can start with that. We can start with whatever.
I'm down for whatever.
Talk about Mark's time at the York College and the Flo Rida concert more.
Yes.
If you like.
I was a wild one Friday night.
What time does that show start, Mark? What time did it start? I forget. Yeah.
Because it was all a blur.
What when?
7:30. 7:30.
Boy, that's a challenge.
Yes, that's a choice.
All right, so I want you guys to blind react, or I'm sorry, again, blind rank. I'm stuck on reacting tonight. Blind rank these Guns N' Roses songs.
All right.
Again, I will read them one at a time. You have to rank them 1 through 5 without knowing what comes next. Number 1, Paradise City. Where would you guys rank Paradise City?
Mark, I'm quite low on Paradise City.
You guys can rank differently. You don't have to agree.
One through five, I'd put it at 3.
1 through 5. 1 being the best, 5 being your least favorite. Mark puts it at a 3.
I'll go 4.
Tim goes a 4 for Paradise City. Okay. Mr. Brownstone.
Ooh. See, I like Paradise City better. So I'll put Brownstone at 4.
Mark puts Brownstone at 4.
I also like Paradise City better than this, which means this is a 5.
This is your 5, Tim. Now, this is, I think, the second song that Guns N' Roses always performs at a concert, right? This is their number 2 song.
That's their
thing. The next one, let's go Sweet Child of Mine.
Ooh.
I'd probably put that in a 2.
So, Mark, you still have number 1 and number 5 left.
1 and 5, yes.
Tim, you've blown your low 2. You've blown 4 and 5. Where does Sweet Child of Mine sit?
Sweet Child of Mine's a 2.
A 2 as well. Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Now,
the cover, Knocking on Heaven's Door. Mark, you got that 1 or 5.
I'm going to give that a 5. That was the song I was playing when I backed into a guy.
Oh,
I was 17. Yeah. I backed into him. My windshield, I didn't have a defroster on my, I didn't have anything with my vehicle. I didn't have power steering. I didn't have power brakes. Didn't have a rear defroster. And I was backing up, but I backed up too far, and I bumped the guy, and I bent his hood.
And you remember that song to this day?
I do. That's what was playing.
Now, my mom was in an accident. It was a pretty bad accident when she was growing up. And, the Don McLean song, American Pie, was playing. And to this day, she hates that song because it reminds her of the accident. Now, she wasn't driving. She was like a girl, like where her parent was driving. I forget exactly the story with that. But songs have a weird power to them, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't dislike it, but it reminds me of it, I guess you could say.
Understandable.
I have two stories about bad luck songs. So I was in an accident song is Land Down Under by Men at Work.
Do you think when they record that song, they would realize it still gets airplay in 2024?
No, who'd have thought, right?
Not a clue.
Me and my buddy are driving down like an overpass, and we played it through once. And we're like, man, this song is so good. Let's play it again. So we shuffle it again on the iPod, and as we're doing it, this giant Bronco barrels down the hill, and we see it in the rearview mirror, and I turn and I go, this isn't going to be good, and he just smashes right in the back of his Geo Tracker.
Oof. Those trackers were built I used to have a tracker.
He had the one with the tire on the back.
Yeah.
And just blew out that whole window. My neck was sore, his neck was sore, but we're holy good. Cow. But Marcus, my good close personal friend Marcus, he cannot listen to Can't Stop the Feeling by Justin Timberlake, because while he was driving one time, he almost got run off the road by a person.
Wow!
On a 2-lane road,
playing
while that
chicken
song
purr.
Was playing. Purr. Coming back from a wrestling show.
Playing chicken
wrestling.
All right, what's my number people one like song wrestling from Guns N' Roses, Ryan?
So you put that at number 3, Tim. Knocking on Heaven's Door is 3?
Yeah,
or 1?
I guess it's 3.
We both have 1 left. Is that right?
You both have 1 left, and this couldn't have been any better because it is actually my favorite Guns N' Roses song. I think it is incredibly underrated. The last song is Civil War.
Okay. I can live with Civil War being 1.
What's so civil about war anyway? I don't know why it's always been my favorite song. They re-released it a couple years ago. Just absolutely love the song. So I don't know if I had to put it as my number 1, but it's my favorite GNR song.
What's your favorite GNR song, Mark?
Man, I mean, I really like You Could Be Mine.
Okay.
I liked it because Terminator 2 was coming out and Guns N' Roses was in the video, and it was in 91 or 92. 92. But I was all in, man. All in.
I have a tie for two, but there's definitely one that like trumps the other one, but it's very basic. I am a patience stan.
Oh, patience is cool. Solid.
I love patience. I still hold a grudge to Axel Stupid Rose to this day for the show at Hershey Park Arena.
He didn't play it.
Didn't effing play it, and he had two encores, and he didn't effing play it.
Did not.
Now, all you had to do was play patience one time, Axel. You had the piano.
He had the piano. He tickled the ivories.
Could have done it.
I'm almost positive the first time I saw them, they played patience.
You saw them last year as well, right? With the Pretenders?
Correct. Man, the Pretenders were really good.
Really?
Real good.
I don't think I could tell you a Pretenders song right now.
You probably know several and just don't know it's the Pretenders.
That could be. Now that could be.
They honestly were, the Pretenders were better than I ever thought they were going to be.
Wow.
I left there a Pretenders fan.
Now, did Axel's voice get better a year later? No, it didn't. Okay.
No, not really. No. But it was still cool. It was a cool show. Really good show.
Nice.
But, let's have you guys. Pretenders were
great.
Let's have you guys blind rank some fast food desserts.
Oh. Before we get off of that, honorable mention to Live It, Let Die.
That's a good one.
Oh, such a good one. You know what else is good?
I struggled making that list because I wanted to put November Rain. I wanted to put a down card, like a Mr. Brownstone or like Night Train or something like that. That's not one of their huge hits. You don't like Night Train?
No. I love it. I love Night Train.
I enjoy Night Train.
It's all the old head, like all not old heads, but like
those that's all who... appetite, just appetite.
Yeah.
Those
who are dyed in the wool GNRs love Night Train.
The Spaghetti Incident with all their cover songs, or all cover songs, not their cover songs, but they covered the songs. Since I don't have a cover album? Yeah, the Spaghetti Incident is all covers.
Oh, they
I didn't care for that right now.
The
Spaghetti Incident very much myself.
Yeah, it did not go over well with fans, it seemed. But I'll tell you what, the cover of the Skyliner, Since I Don't Have You, which is like a song from the 50s, I freaking love it. Love it. They do it. Misfits Attitude. Charles Manson, You Can't Wrap Your Arms Around a Memory.
You can't. I tried that one time. Remember that?
Oh, you almost got cited for
I fell over, actually.
Harassment.
I was top heavy myself.
Down on the Farm was another one by the UK Subs. That's one they covered.
Not the Tim McGraw song.
No, Down on the Farm, UK Subs.
Ain't It Fun? Not the Paramore song. I'm pretty sure Hayley Williams wasn't even born.
Yes. I don't know how old Hayley is. I don't know if you could play Ain't It Fun on the radio with some of the references to possible suicide on there.
Okay. Hayley Williams was 5 years old.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, it's just older than you thought.
She's 35.
Oh, my.
Oh, all right.
I got a chance. All right.
Let's talk fast food desserts. Are you boys ready?
Let's do that.
One through five. You don't know what's coming next. The Frosty.
What flavor? Just Frosty in general?
Chocolate Frosty.
Chocolate.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm just going to say it right now. Number one.
I'll put it at two. I'm going to say my
That's number one. That's number one. I am fairly confident that everything else you say
Had a Frosty yesterday, and it was so damn good.
They're always good.
Man, a Frosty never misses.
And you never have to worry about the ice cream machine being down.
So reliable.
The Frosty machine always up.
Number two, Subway cookies.
Oh, my. Any cookie in particular?
Subway cookies, your favorite Subway cookie.
All right, number one.
You're going number one for Subway cookies, Mark.
Yes,
and I'm going two.
Oh my god,
they're so good.
We are definitely a dessert heavy podcast.
What's your cookie of choice?
I'm a white chocolate macadamia.
Yes.
See, I'm double chocolate,
followed by oatmeal raisin.
See, I've never. Oh. I don't I like either raisin. Of those cookies. I'm a very simple boy with very simple needs. Chocolate chips of any kind.
Yeah, that's you're it. Like Jim. Jim loves a chocolate chip.
Oops, there's something classic about it, man.
He's basic.
We're talking about cookies. I'm belching. We're going to go down the road. The next one, blind rank your favorite flavor, Blizzard, from Blizzard. The Dairy Queen.
Man, I haven't had a Blizzard since Hector was a pup.
That's the problem.
I'll go four.
I'm gonna
put Blizzard at five because I haven't had one in so long.
Okay.
I almost took it at five, but then I have a feeling that Brian's got like a stank dessert on this list.
Why would I do like this? I would McDonald's never stank dessert us, anybody. Brian.
He's gonna have McDonald's land cookies.
The McDonald's apple pie.
Five.
Four.
Really?
Five.
That filling will get you.
Hate apple pie.
I didn't know that. Wow.
I hate all kinds of apple pie.
Let's get the
regular apple pie, the little apple fritters. Apple pie, overrated dessert.
Well, you guys did it again. You both left the number three choice. So on your blind ranking, the Sonic Oreo Blast slides in at number three.
That's fair.
All right.
That's
you guys are happy with that.
Yes, I'm satisfied.
Better than a Blizzard. It is better than a Blizzard all day, every day. The ice cream is better.
Yes.
The cookies are crisper. Sonic Blast.
Now, Tim, what dog shit dessert do you think I was going to put on there? The Taco Bell Cinetwists or?
Yeah.
Yeah, they should be better.
McDonald's be. Vanilla Cone.
Do you know what I don't know if they sell it.
Tim is a Vanilla Cone guy, right?
I love Vanilla Cone.
I love the Hot Fudge Sundae from McDonald's. The Hot Fudge Sundae is probably my favorite
with
dessert.
The nuts, you give me some nuts.
I'm not a nut guy.
From Dairy Queen, I'd have had to change my ranking if you just said chocolate dip cone.
Okay, all right.
I love me a chocolate dip. That would taste me right back to my childhood.
An Orange Julius, but I'm not sure if you guys have had Julius's.
Okay. I haven't had one of them since the Pearson
was
in the ball.
Gotta get it.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. Let's shift gears here. I've got a couple more. Talk professional wrestling because I don't know what else we're going to talk about tonight.
Well, sure.
Tag teams at their height of power.
Ooh.
The Hardy Boys.
That's a middle of the road three.
The Hardy Boys. A three?
That's a three.
Yeah, I was thinking three as well. Yes, three for me.
Okay. The Legion of Doom / Road Warriors. These are all over.
Four
I'm going to go two.
Tim goes two. Mark, you said four.
I want to go four. I like them, but they were cutting edge. Well, at the height of power, man. Now let me think. Because they really were so unique.
Right.
This is LOD Road Warrior, so not exclusively their WWE work. It's their height of power in their career.
Yeah. I gotta go with two.
You're gonna go two.
I gotta go to two. They were cutting edge. They were, no one was like them.
Okay, no. Let's go the Midnight Express.
Which version? Any of them?
Condry and Eaton.
All right, let's see.
Oh, Dennis and Bobby.
The original.
Timothy says four.
Man, those guys were so good.
But I can't put them at one.
No, I can't either. I'm gonna have to put them at four as well.
Mark
Tim
says four.
Thinking
well.
Alike on all these.
So you have top, and you have bottom left.
I'm afraid.
The Dudley Boys.
Oh no!
Are they the top of the class, or are they below the Midnight Express, the LOD, and the Hardy Boys?
Man,
Bully Ray is a shit person. Five.
Wow, Bully Ray on being a not fun person for Tim puts him at five.
Man, I gotta.
Tim, I could have the Bushwhackers next.
That's fine.
Yeah, good. I'll put him at one. I'm going to go Mark one.
Says one They're where so, they rightfully deserve to be.
Decorated team.
That leaves one tag team left. Tim's number one. Mark's number five goes to Harlem Heat.
Yeah!
In WCW. All right. I knew Tim would like that as a WCW guy.
Yeah!
Harlem Heat. Harlem number one Heat. For Tim. Number five for Mark because yeah. He's a racist. That's fair. Don't sing the song. I won't bring it back, Mark.
Now, Smoke, speaking of racist and Harlem Heat, you might not know.
What a segue.
Well, when they originally debuted, they came out in chains and.
Yes.
And what's his name? Colonel Parker. Look like a slave owner, like a plantation slave owner, was his kind of gimmick thing. That is absolutely true.
Yeah, and their names. Things that, do you remember the original names of the Harlem Heat?
Wasn't it Cole? One of them was Cole.
One was Cole.
And I can't remember the other one. You say it, I'll remember. Like, oh yeah, that's right.
It is another famous wrestler's name. Who is also a famous wrestling brother and may also.
Oh, that's right. One was Cole and one was Scott Steiner. I remember that.
The other has got to be Kane.
Oh, who? Kane.
Kane. Kane and Cole, the Harlem Heat.
Wow. That is right. It was Kane and Cole.
I didn't know that.
And they came out like with chains, like they were slaves.
Yeah. That's very short.
That was early 90s, like 92.
Yeah.
WCW was a wild place.
They were southern based, but still, that's not, even in 92, I don't know how you would think that's a good idea or something you can put on television.
Well, in the South, they get it.
Unfortunately, they, yeah.
Let's talk pop punk bands.
Everybody's
favorite genre of music. Good Charlotte. Where would you rank blindly Good Charlotte? Mark, you said four.
Yes.
Three.
And three. Blink 182.
Two.
Both of those boys go at two. Fallout Boy.
One.
Three.
I was waiting on Fallout Boy.
Green Day.
Four.
I have to put them at one.
Four.
Mark, I got one and five. I'm going to give them one.
So you both have five, and I think you all be happy with this choice. Sum 41.
Yeah, five's okay. Good.
Yeah.
Ends up at five.
Yeah, they're definitely not my number one.
Yeah,
I respect Green Day a lot, but I think Dookie is missed on me.
Really?
Yeah, I don't get into, like, I think American Idiot is a better album. But that's also because I was not listening to Green Day when Dookie
That's came understandable. Out. I think if you put them together, American Idiot probably is their like magnum opus. Like that is a fantastic album, but Dookie, I thought shattered boundaries for like pop punk and the genre.
It does.
I was a big fan of Nimrod. That was like my high school era. So I remember
was that the album before Dookie?
That was the album two after Dookie. It went Dookie, okay. Insomniac, Nimrod.
Dookie. Gotcha.
Duke. Before Dookie was Kerplunk.
Yes.
And there was one before that, 2000 Smoothed Out Slappy Hours, I believe was the title of that album.
So I've realized something about myself. As a person who loves who does enjoy music, I cannot name albums to save my life.
That's funny you mentioned that, Tim. I was thinking of that today. I hate to tell you, artists and songs.
I'm sorry, it was 39, not 2000. The song 2000 I was thinking was 2000 Light Years Away.
Oh.
But like, the only band that I can name the albums of is Metallica.
Old Metallica.
Yeah, Metallica. And that's because they're my favorite band. But and I might be able to do Kanye, which is also very sad. But I loved Kanye until very recently.
You don't love the Kanye anymore.
I can't anymore. I thought I could separate sin from sinner, but I'm just getting old in my old age. And Kanye's I gotta put my foots down.
I get your it. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Came down.
Yeah. But man, college dropout, late registration. 808s and Heartbreaks, my beautiful dark twisted fantasy.
You were those a are like guy.
Four amazing albums. Yes.
I've got three, maybe four more blind rankings we can still go through if you guys are in there. Let's talk Asterix.
I'm going to go grab my phone charger. I'll be right back, but I'll still have my mic on.
Okay. That's fine.
Sure. It's not like we're podcasting or anything.
Oh, you can still hear us. Yeah, there's not a video here either.
So it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. But I appreciate you doing it. Let's talk actors. We're going to start with Jake Gyllenhaal.
This is going to be bad because I got nothing.
So Mark puts Jake Gyllenhaal at 5.
I'll put him at 5.
I'll go 4.
And 4. All right. Kevin Hart.
Oh, as an actor, 5.
Kevin Hart is an actor.
I don't like him. I'll put him at 4 since 5 is already taken.
Adam Sandler.
Ooh, Sandman.
I'll put him at 1.
I saw on an interview recently, Adam Sandler was supposed to play the Eli Roth character in Inglourious Basterds. He was supposed to be the Bear Jew.
Really?
Adam Sandler was supposed to be the Bear Jew, so much so that Quentin Tarantino called Adam Sandler and said, "Hey, I have written a part for you in this movie. You will be the Bear Jew." And then when it was time to film, Adam Sandler was doing a Judd Apatow film and could not get out of it. So Tarantino said, "It's all good. No problem. Eli Roth."
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Eli Roth.
Sandman's at 2.
You're going to put Sandman at 2.
Sandman. Yeah, I think it's high. I think it's high. It's respectable, but it's going to leave room for like a stud to go above.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson.
Ooh.
That's a tough one. You have 3 and 1 and left.
1. I do. I'm going to go.
Mark, 3. You have 1 or you have 2 and 3 left.
I'll put Jack at 2.
You put Jack at 2. So that leaves Mark's number 3. And Tim's number 1.
Yep,
I'm for Mark's hate favorite this one. Actor, Will Ferrell.
Okay. I hate him. I like Will Ferrell.
I hate the son of a bitch.
What do you have against Will Ferrell?
I just hate him. I hate him since SNL. I hate him.
It's so funny that you hate Will Ferrell.
I hate him.
There's not single movie you enjoy with Will Ferrell, or you don't even see Will Ferrell movies.
I don't think he's funny. I don't know. I just don't like him.
Your guttural reaction to Will Ferrell is Marcus's guttural reaction to Kristen Wiig.
She's not that funny either.
She's not that
funny. Marcus hates Kristen Wiig.
Wow. She's Kristen Wiig wasn't in like Talladega Nights, which is a hilarious film.
I love Talladega Nights. I'll put
Step Brothers.
Anchorman, Step Brothers, Semi-Pro, Talladega Nights. I will take the 4 of those movies.
Nope.
Have you seen any of those films, Mark? I didn't mean to make you spit out your lemonade.
I didn't see any of them willingly, I can tell you that.
But you have seen one of them? All 4 of them?
I caught bits and pieces of Anchorman.
Anchorman Semi-Pro. Is so good.
I don't think I ever watched Semi-Pro. What are the other ones?
Talladega Nights.
Talladega Nights.
No, I don't think I ever saw any of that.
I think, man, that is so, it's such dumb humor. I can't believe you don't enjoy it. It's like not liking your own fucking baking.
Maybe I should give him another chance. Maybe 2024 is the year I give Will Ferrell another chance.
I would love to sit and do a watch along with you watching Talladega Nights or Step Brothers.
All right. Yeah. I didn't see that either.
One Will Ferrell movie I would suggest you don't watch. I am not the biggest old school fan.
Really?
Don't like old school.
Oh, man.
I saw him in the Land of the Lost. That was tolerable.
That was after the fact. That was after Height of Powers, Will Ferrell.
Yeah, it really was.
You're
my boy, Blue.
Because I like Land of the Lost, the old 70s show.
That had what, Owen Wilson in it? Luke Wilson?
Oh.
One of them, one of the Wilsons, maybe both of them.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That's, really that's how you guys rank actors blindly.
Yeah.
Let's stick with the theme of acting in films. Let's do 1980s films. Films from the 1980s. Right. Tim, I tried real hard to pick ones that I would have thought you've seen.
Okay.
Because I know you're the young pup of the podcast.
I am the pup of the pod.
He's a young pupper.
E.T.
Oh, one. That's, well, God sakes. If Indiana Jones is in
two.
Well, the Raiders of the Lost Ark's on there. All right, E.T., I'm going to go with one anyway. God dog.
It's a tough one. The two. Goonies.
Five.
Tim, not a Goonies fan.
Overrated. Everybody loves. Hey, you got. Stupid.
Hey, you got. I've got some really fond memories of Goonies being
what's
on
the, what's television. The, what's the goofy character's name? Sloth?
Sloth.
Sloth. There was Sloth.
Yeah, garbage.
I found this Sloth figure at a fucking consignment shop. Ah, come on.
You could have just left it.
I know. Look at that. Isn't that a badass figure?
That's Sloth, I mean, all right.
That is a beautiful figure.
That's a
well, beaut. You know what? Goonies has a tie to wrestling because Cyndi Lauper and Nikolai Volkoff and the Sheik and Moolah and Captain Lou were all in the video. For Goonies are good enough, so look that up if you guys have never watched that.
That's a good point, Mark.
It's a pretty good nostalgic 80s wrestling. People like wrestling.
What's your biggest ick?
People like wrestling. Like wrestling.
Mark, where are you ranking the Goonies?
Shut up, bitch.
I'll put the Goonies at three.
All right, three for the Gooners.
They're good enough.
Let's talk about Top Gun.
Ooh.
Top Gun.
Ooh.
Oh, you sounded like Bad Friends, Andrew Santino, making a fucking Asian joke.
Yeah, I know.
That was rough. Him.
Four for Mark.
I have two more after this. Both are wrestling related. Top Gun, Mark, what'd you say?
All right. If the other two are wrestling related. I was going to.
Oh, no. The other two categories are wrestling related. I've got.
Oh, okay. Film. I thought you were talking about the movies. I'll put Top Gun at four.
Top Gun goes to four for Mark. So you've taken one, three, and four.
One.
Tim is putting Top Gun at number one.
Tim, that takes my breath away.
Which was not Berlin's best song either. The Metro was clearly Berlin's best song.
I didn't know that Alex Wright was a singer.
He is.
He's a heck of a singer.
The next film.
He sang that song, The Wall.
Die Hard.
God damn it.
It's tough. Mark says five.
I got to put it at five because I need that number two spot.
I'm at three and four left, right?
Three and four left, Tim.
Three.
Which ranks Tim's number four and Mark's number two film as Ghostbusters.
All right. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who are you going to call, Smoke?
So Mark's list goes E.T., Ghostbusters, Alien, and Ghost heavy at the top, followed by The Goonies, Top Gun, and Die Hard. Tim's list goes Top Gun number one, E.T. number two, Die Hard three, Ghostbusters four, and The Goonies at number five. Let's talk wrestling trios.
People okay. like wrestling.
Professional wrestling trios, starting with the New Day.
One.
Tim puts the New Day at number one.
I'm going to put them at two, just because I'm going to hold out number one for who I think ought to be number one.
Okay. The Fabulous Freebirds.
Two. One.
Tim puts them two. Mark puts them where?
One. Absolutely one. They're one of the reasons I got into wrestling.
Oh, nice. I didn't know that. So one and two are both out for both of you. That leaves us with the Brood, the original Brood. So we're talking Edge, Christian, and Gangrel.
Gangrel. That's five.
Five for Tim.
I'll put him at four.
Four for intern Mark. We have the House of Black.
Four.
Five.
Four and five there, which leaves both of you guys for number three. Do you guys want to guess the number three trio I put on this list?
The Shield.
It is the Shield.
Oh,
at
okay.
number three.
Okay, I stand by that at number three. Yes.
Okay.
Bam, 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 bam.
Wrestling Managers is going to wrap us up for the evening.
All right,
Wrestling
all right.
Managers,
I already know number one.
Paul Bearer.
Oh, yes.
Where do you rank Paul Bearer?
Four.
Oh, yeah, four.
Both of you guys put Paul Bearer at number four. Miss Elizabeth.
Y'all gonna hate me for this one.
God, this is tough. Because
this isn't easy.
Who else? I'm gonna have to put her at five. Just because.
Yes.
Just five. Because I gotta leave the top three open.
Wow, five. Blindly putting poor Miss Elizabeth at five.
Elizabeth.
Sorry, Randy. Elizabeth.
We're going to stay in the WWE right around the same era. Let's go with Slick.
Three.
Three.
You guys are putting Slick at three. Again, blindly reacting. You don't know what's coming next. Jimmy Hart.
Two.
Yeah, two.
You guys are both going to, what do you hope is number one? Because you guys both have left number one.
Literally, it has to be Bobby Heenan or Jim Cornette, or I'm punching my fucking computer.
Yeah, I was hoping Bobby
if
Heenan,
you fucking
I'll...
turn around and you go fucking like Armando Alejandro Estrada or fucking... let me think of other bullshit, Abraham Washington or Alex Abrahantes. Who else? Jameson.
Frenchie Martin.
Fuck it. Who else is dog shit?
Coach. Remember Coach?
Coach Buzz Stern. Yep. He's basura. God, who else is dog
there
shit?
There was Sonny was in there. Let's not forget about
Sonny. Sonny's a one.
Yes, Sonny's a one.
Sonny's a one.
No, out of this list,
yes.
Put Sonny above Jimmy Hart.
Yes.
Holy
yeah.
shit.
I don't have to
Mark.
No.
I don't have to tell. I don't have to tell you what year Sonny. I just am putting her number one.
Current right now, it's of all time. I mean, Sonny is.
Cloudy
not
could
the
be on there.
Cloudy who could else be. Was, who else is a dog? Fucking Teddy Long.
Yeah, Teddy Long.
He was a good man. He was a good manager in like the 90s.
I'm hoping
break
it's
my heart.
Bobby Heenan or Paul Heyman, I would accept at number one.
Ooh, Paulie Dangerously could be number one too.
Yes, I'd
Paul
accept
Heyman.
That.
That's
but
correct.
I don't think it is. Ryan has played it very straight laced this whole time.
It could be. Gonna... It could be the genius. Let's not forget about the genius or Marlena.
Marlena, not a one.
Could
neither
be,
of those are ones.
It could be Michael Hayes with the with the Hardys.
Hayes.
Boy, I wish I wrote down Armando Alejandro Estrada. I wish that was my number five.
So
but
bad.
Obviously, or my last choice. But obviously, my last choice is Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Yeah,
oh,
number one on everybody's list. You guys absolutely played that one correctly. That was a fun one. I was gonna put Cornette or Mr. Fuji. Both of them were on like a short list of people I wanted to put on there. But
Corny
yeah,
would have been
guys,
a really good number one.
You guys picked a really good Harvey Whippleman would have been a fun one to include.
Harvey Whippleman.
I thought a great manager to those B card wrestlers. Maybe not a number one or two, but any other choices you wished it wouldn't have been? You were really hoping it wasn't like Oliver Humperdinck or anybody else.
Awful.
Arnold Skoland.
Yeah, Arnie Skoland.
Arnie.
The Grand Wizard.
Yep. Now, do you know why he called himself the Grand Wizard?
Because he was a racist.
No, actually, he's Jewish.
And
it was a dig at the KKK because like the leaders are one of the higher ups that they call the Grand Wizard. So the Grand Wizard, being Jewish, decided to take a dig at him and call himself a Grand Wizard and dress up like
him. I did not know that.
Yeah, he was Jewish, and it was a dig at the KKK.
Huh. The more you know with intern Mark.
Yeah, I'm here for you.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. Well, that's all the blind rankings that I had for you boys. Sorry I took up so much time. I don't know what else you had on the old agenda, Tim. I know you sent a run sheet, unlike the prior host that we used to have to deal with.
Talk about blind.
Yeah, I mean, this has been a pretty, like, really open-ended, even-keel short show. Hopefully for next Tuesday, as we have a little bit more people. I'd like to do a reverse draft.
Ooh.
Have you guys seen that before on the internets?
Please explain to our listeners.
Listeners
and intern Mark, what a reverse draft is.
So basically, the way it will be is that the three of you will not know what we're drafting. Okay. I will. And I will always go first in every round. And so your goal is to try to figure out what exactly we're drafting as we're going along. And eventually,
you have an example we can blow through to wrap up tonight's episode.
Sure, I can come up with one.
A little teaser. A little taste. Maybe a little snacky cake.
A little snack.
That our listeners can eat and nibble on to bite us till next Tuesday.
Sure.
A little snacky doodle. Maybe a little bag of cheese puffs.
Yes. So we'll start with we'll go take a nap.
And then I would say what activity I think you're trying to draft as.
But you are also drafting as I'm drafting.
Okay.
You're building your
board.
But I don't
know what this is. Correct.
You don't know what the category is. You just know that I am taking first overall of this unknown category.
Right.
Is taking a nap.
So my next choice, I would watch a movie.
Okay.
Let's see. Take a nap, watch a movie. I'd say take a shower.
Okay. I would go with having a mixed drink.
I'm going to say read a book.
I'm going to say eating a bowl of chili.
Okay.
Is that soup or chili or just chili?
Super chili.
Yeah, super chili.
Super chili.
Mega chili.
Got it.
I'm going to say I'll say using the restroom.
Using the restroom.
I am going to say get a massage.
Okay.
I'm going to say taking a walk in the park.
I'll say stretching my legs.
I'm going to say going for a drive.
Okay.
I'll say listening to music.
Okay.
And then we're going five rounds?
Five rounds. Okay. Gazing out the window.
Yoga. Doing yoga.
Okay.
I would say... I already took a walk. What about going to the beach?
Okay. So based off of what we all drafted, what do you think the actual topic was that we just drafted?
I was thinking the topic was ways to relax.
Close.
I was thinking things that make you feel good, Tim.
Close. Things to do on a long flight.
Oh.
Ah.
Okay. Okay.
You were there. You were there at first. You were like, okay, watch a movie. Read a book.
Yep. Get a
yoga.
I was definitely stuck on like ways to wind down or something along those lines. But yeah, stretch your legs. It totally makes sense. And I guess you can get some of that airline chili.
Yeah,
you could airline chili. Imagine that.
They get a mixed drink from the flight attendant. You know, you got to fight the horribly sized bathrooms on the airplane.
You sure do.
Have you been on a plane recently?
I have not.
No, I have.
Are they
not
getting smaller? Tim, I think we're just getting bigger.
Dog. Okay. So this, I don't think I've told this story on any podcast I've ever been on.
Ooh, a 3CT Tuesday exclusive, folks.
Listen up, everybody.
So,
share this with your friends. Everybody wants to hear Tim's story.
Not really. So famously, like not even 4 years ago, longer than that, I think like 6 years ago, I was in Australia.
Oh, yes, with the kangaroos.
The kangaroo, the Roo boys. And so as the, you know, going to Australia was fine. You know, flying to Los Angeles and then Los Angeles to Melbourne, all fine, no problems. But for whatever reason, the flight from Melbourne back to LAX... your boy had a bit of the bubble guts.
That is
a 16-hour flight. So I had to make the decision. I'm going to either shit myself or I'm going to try to shit in the plane.
Oh, my.
And I literally had a panic attack in this bathroom.
Oh, no.
Because I'm literally saying to myself, I can't shit here. It is so small. I felt like Andre the Giant. I felt like every wrestler who's ever traveled in a plane. Just the comedic, like, freak out of, like, I was like, I had to, like, heart to heart, I was like, I'm gonna shit in the sink. I'm going to have to shit in the sink and then like scoop out the poop and put it in the toilet. Like, cause I cannot get in a position.
You physically couldn't line up the toilet with your anus.
Could not. No, it was a number two. I had to shit.
If your anus would not line up with the bowl.
I could not do it.
Were you afraid that you were going to get sucked out, or was there? Is
no,
it like
it's
a
so
the bowl?
Confined.
Oh, it's just so. Oh, okay.
Because the toilet.
You couldn't
like
get
right
into
in
a
between.
Spot comfortable enough to
right.
bend
exactly.
knees, put an ass on cheek. Got it.
Yes.
Put cheeks on seats, and okay, gotcha.
That's what it is because it's just so tight because it's right against the wall.
And here's the thing, man, especially with like a blowout, you can't trust the hover.
No.
No, because that shit, that shit's gonna, that's gonna just splatter.
That'd be worse than shit in the sink.
Right. I mean, you'd probably end up with shit in the sink. With bubble gut in the air, that's never a good sign.
No. The pressurized.
I mean, if you got like a, if you got one of them hard rocky ones that are going to create a little bit of blood on the way out, you can probably hover and drop that. You know what I'm talking about, Mark? Nick, a hemorrhoid on the way out. You know.
Oh God, I don't haven't experienced that. Thank God.
Oh man, you're lucky. Hashtag
yeah,
blessed.
You can hover in some instances, but when you got bubble gut. No, you're going to be painting that fucking wall, the seat, the fucking toilet paper brown.
Yeah. And, like, I was almost embarrassed. Like, I was about to come out and, like, ask one of the flight attendants, like, hey, y'all got a bigger shitter in here?
You think they're hiding a bathroom on the toilet or on the plane?
I bet you. I would bet anything. I would bet, I would dare say that I would bet my nuts on it.
The first class?
That the toilets in first class are larger than the toilets in coach.
That's fair.
Or economy.
Oh, I believe that.
You think they're going to let you shit up in first class just because you're tubby, though?
No.
It's worth asking.
It's worth asking. I guess the worst thing they could say is no shit here, fatty.
Yeah. Well, then I'm going to be like, yo, open the window. I'm going to drop ass. At 65,000 feet.
That's what happened. The guy tried to open the door. He couldn't fit probably.
Yeah. It'll suck it right out of you, Tim.
It would, and it'll suck me into fucking oblivion.
Well, it was nice knowing you.
Goodbye.
Tim died the way he lived.
Taking
by
a
shitting
shit
out of a window.
That's right. You know, that's how it be. But again, that's sometimes how the cookie crumbles, and that's how 3CT Tuesday goes. Of course, we'll see you back here on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. On Thursday, we're going to talk about all the happenings from AEW Dynasty, Monday Night Raw, and preparing ourselves for the actual draft on Friday. But of course, follow us on all social media at 3CountThursday. Always the number, never the word. Check out our TikTok, man. Go and give everything a like and a share. Subscribe where possible. And tell a friend, man. The 3CT train is rolling on. Year 10, baby. Go to the T Public store and get all of your necessary accoutrement. But as always, man, we appreciate everything you guys do for us. The listenership, the camaraderie, and most importantly, the sex. We love the sex. But until next time, we'll see you here Thursday. God. Stay safe. Stop it, Mark. Stay safe. Stay smart. Go for the pin. Quick, it's your last chance to say cunt.
Come on, Smoke.
I'm not going to do it. I told you I was being good this week. James.